Lil Nas X has expressed his fears on talking about homophobia within hip-hop. He said to Variety, "The honest truth is, I don't want to speak on a lot of homophobia within rap because I feel like this is a very dangerous playing field." He also said that the homophobia that he's experienced during his life has bred to a lot of self-hate, but has also made him stronger. And he admitted that there's a lot of times that he doesn't feel safe, and he went on to talk about his controversial music video, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and he said he admits, "That's when I actually started getting security." And he also went on to talk about his love life and said that he was supposed to be in the new season of Euphoria, but he ended up turning it down in order to work on finishing his last album. Lil Nas X being on the new season of Euphoria would just make so much sense, right? So it's too bad that he ended up turning it down. But with the success that the show has had so far, I'm sure there's a great chance that we're gonna see a third season after this next one. So hopefully the opportunity comes back around for him to do it. This next story is truly horrifying and really just gives a look into the life of Britney Spears that went unnoticed for so many years. So Britney was dragged on stage in Vancouver after complaining that there was too much BC bud smoke in the air. And this was a shocking claim coming from Valerie Moyse, who's one of the pop star's former backup dancers. She wrote in a recent Instagram story, "I remember crying backstage when Miss B did not want to perform because there was a lot of weed smoke in the audience. They dragged her by her arms back to the stage anyways." According to Moyse, Spears didn't want to perform because if the conservatorship caught drugs in her system, then they would take away her kids. She didn't name the concert venue or the tour, but fans did figure out that it was during the circus tour that was on April 8th of 2009 at GM Place, now Rogers Arena. So at this point in time, Britney was only 14 months into the conservatorship that was imposed after she had suffered from a mental health crisis. CTV actually reported on April 9th of 2009 that she walked off stage saying that smoke was in the air, but she went back on stage 30 minutes afterwards. And a rep for Spears said in a statement after the show that crew members above the stage actually became ill due to a ventilation issue. It seems more than fair that's why Britney didn't want to perform, and as the star of the show, she should be able to be in control of whether she goes out there or not and shouldn't be forced to do anything against her will. The conservatorship and her statement that she gave in court just recently has really shown just how little we really knew about the situation and the details about it, and how little power and control that she had, and this is a perfect example of that. Joshua Bassett said that he has no regrets about coming out publicly earlier this year. He told Attitude, "Funny enough, it was one of the easiest things I've ever done and one of the most liberating things that I've ever done. I wrote this statement in less than 5 minutes. It all came out at once and I was like, yes, let's post it, and felt great about it and never looked back." So in May, Joshua posted a statement to his Instagram that read, in part, "Love who you love shamelessly. It's okay to still be figuring out who you are. Life's too short to let ignorance and hatred win. I choose love." And we have to understand that the importance of coming out like this. So in the LGBTQ plus community, we have talked about wanting to come out and not make a big deal out of it and be able to celebrate it and just move on with our lives. And I feel like this is exactly what Joshua did here. Not to take away from the pressure that I'm sure that he did feel in that moment, but I'm sure that it's just great to see the overwhelming response that he received and the fact that it was just praised so positively. Joshua shared advice for young people who are in the same place that he was.
There is no right answer when it comes to your sexuality or sexual identity. You decide the answer. So if you don't know yet, then you don't know, and that's that, and that's okay. Don't let anybody tell you you have to decide anything or know anything or figure anything out. Life is so long and life changes too. You can change throughout your life. So don't put any pressure on yourself to figure it out, because nobody really figures it out.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Filter and catching up on today's music news stories. We come out with new episodes twice every week, so make sure that you subscribe so you can stay up to date with those and everything else that the channel has to offer. We'll see you next week.